Job chapter 34. Furthermore, Elihu answered and said, Hear my words, O you wise men. And give ear to me, you who have knowledge. Because the ear tries words, as the mouth tastes meat. Let us choose to us judgment. Let us know among ourselves what is good. Because Job has said, I am righteous. And God has taken away my judgment. Should I lie against my right? My wound is incurable without sin. What man is like Job, who drinks up scorning like water? Who goes in company with those who do deeds of sin, and walks with wicked men? Because he has said, It does not profit a man that he should delight himself with God. Therefore listen to me, you men of understanding, far be it from God, that he should do wickedness, and from the Almighty, that he should commit sin. Because the work of a man he shall repay to him, and cause every man to find according to his ways. Yes, surely God will not do wickedly, neither will the Almighty pervert judgment. Who over the earth has given him a charge? Or who has disposed the whole world? If he sets his heart upon man, if he gathers to himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh shall perish together, and man shall turn again to dust. If now you have understanding, hear this, listen to the voice of my words. Shall even he who hates right govern? And will you condemn him who is most just? Is it fit to say to a king, You are wicked? And to princes, You are ungodly? How much less to him who does not show partiality to princes, nor regards the rich more than the poor? Because they all are the work of his hands. In a moment they shall die, and the people shall be troubled at midnight, and pass away, and the mighty shall be taken away without hand. Because his eyes are upon the ways of man, and he sees all he does. There is no darkness, nor shadow of death, where the workers of sin may hide themselves. Because he will not lay upon man more than right, that he should enter into judgment with God. He shall break in pieces mighty men without number, and set others in their place. Therefore he knows their works, and he overturns them in the night, so that they are destroyed. He strikes them as wicked men in the open sight of others. Because they turned back from him, and would not consider any of his ways. So that they cause the cry of the poor to come to him, and he hears the cry of the afflicted. When he gives quietness, who then can make trouble? And when he hides his face, who then can see him? Whether it is done against a nation, or against a man only. That the hypocrite not reign, lest the people be ensnared. Surely it is right to be said to God, I have endured discipline, I will not offend any more. That which I do not see teach me, if I have committed sin, I will do it no more. Should it be according to your mind? He will repay it, whether you refuse, or whether you choose, and not I. Therefore speak what you know. Let men of understanding tell me, and let a wise man listen to me. Job has spoken without knowledge, and his words were without wisdom. My desire is that Job may be tried to the end because of his answers for wicked men. Because he adds rebellion to his sin, he claps his hands among us, and multiplies his words against God.